Welcome to Washington in Focus. I'm Cole McNeely. Joining me today is the Center Square's Washington editor, Brett Davis. Brett, this week, a notable study came out. Washington Supreme Court, there was an analysis that found the donations and decisions dominated by progressives. What all is this? This is from Ballotpedia, so this is a kind of impartial research source. What all did they find in this study?
Yeah, it's an online encyclopedia. Ballotpedia, they coded large samples of data, both campaign donors and court case parties and friend of the court briefs, according to progressive versus conservative ideological leanings in 28 different sectors or policy categories. And what they found was a trend in terms of donations and outcomes at the Washington State Supreme Court. It's pretty one-sided. Of donations giving to winning candidates, more than 99% of significant contributions were from progressive sources. Well, in terms of donations given to losing candidates, 97% of significant contributions were from conservative sources. But there's more. Ballotpedia also found that progressive parties received favorable decisions about 72% of the time from the Washington State Supreme Court, while conservative parties received favorable rulings only 15% of the time. Similar numbers were found in friend of the court briefs, with progressives receiving 75% favorable ratings or favorable rulings, and conservatives only got 13%. Now, it's important to note that in Ballotpedia's analysis, they quote, the report, quote, does not seek to establish any sort of causal relationship between the campaign finance and court ruling outcome data sets. Rather, the two data sets were compiled and analyzed in this study because they both give contextual information to the public about the political inputs and government effects of Washington State Supreme Court justice selection. That's a bit of a mouthful, but basically what they're saying was they didn't analyze the right or wrong of the decisions.
Within Washington, this isn't exactly surprising news. I mean, Democrats have long dominated Washington state government.
That's right. If I may quote from Joe Hollenbeck, a character played by Bruce Willis in the 1991 action-adventure movie The Last Boy Scout, the sky is blue, water is wet, Democrats dominate Washington state politics.
Was that included in the Ballotpedia study, Brett? Did they quote?
It was not.
Oh, all right.
It would be kind of weird if it was. So, but seriously, Washington is a deep blue state, politically speaking. Democrats, they control both chambers of the state legislature, and Jay Inslee's been governor since the Big Bang. Actually, he's on the tail end of his third term as governor, and he will not be running for re-election next year. I reached out to some people on both sides of the political aisle, and the one thing they could agree on would be Chris Corey of the Free Market Washington Policy Center and Andrew Villeneuve of the Northwest Progressive Institute. They both acknowledged that, yes, indeed, Democrats or progressives, I should say, dominate the Washington state government. But they had very different takes on what that means. Corey, who actually serves as a representative in the legislature, he advocated for amending the state constitution to allow for district elections for state Supreme Court justices, his reasoning being that would allow for more appropriate representation and bring balance to the court. Villeneuve, on the other hand, said the court's current makeup is a function of democracy. He noted that while the governor fills vacancies on the court when they occur, those appointees must face voters to remain on the bench, and they have in recent years. So that's why the court leans progressive. Villeneuve also brought up the U.S. Supreme Court in defending the progressive makeup of Washington's Supreme Court. Here's a quote from him. He said, "It's important to remember that at the federal level, we have a U.S. Supreme Court that is heavily dominated by the right wing and mired in corruption. Having a well-functioning progressive high court here in Washington state helps make our multi-layered legal system more ideologically balanced." Maybe nationally speaking, but not very ideologically balanced here in Washington state.
Well, and Brett, it sounds like it is widely known, and I think you could probably basically say it's an empirical fact, right? That progressives dominate the state's highest court. Given that was already known, is the case, this study, why is this important, for lack of a better word?
Well, I'd say this analysis quantifies, at least to a certain degree, progressive domination of the Washington State Supreme Court. It's been common knowledge, so to speak, but this analysis provides some specific figures to back that up. We could also be hearing more about this report next year. I was told by somebody at Ballotpedia that they're likely to re-promote this study with some additional data or analysis close to the 2024 elections. So I imagine this is not the last we'll be hearing about this study.
Well, Deep Blue, Washington State, there is studies now officially designating it as Deep
Confirmed.
Blue. Yeah, confirmed. Confirmed. It is Deep Blue.
If you didn't know already before, now you do.
Brett, this is kind of a curveball question. When was the last time, we're coming up on a presidential election here in 24. When was the last time Washington went red for Republicans, I guess, in that case? I mean, it was always red-blue. But when was the last time they voted for a Republican? Would that have been maybe Reagan and his 84 run?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but that sounds right. I think that's right. Been forever since Washington's elected a Republican governor. So
I think this study seems to have, again, I like kind of how you put it, quantified what was already kind of known. Now there's a little bit more data behind it to just that kind of support that claim or that fact, however you want to phrase it. So, all right. Well, Brett Davis, the Center Square's Washington editor, thanks for joining me today. Listeners, you can keep up with this story and more at thecentersquare.com. And thank you so much for listening.
Knowledge is power, and you deserve to know what happens in your state government. That's why the nonprofit Franklin News Foundation is bringing you straight news journalism through the Center Square, reporting on state authorities and publishing stories that show where your money goes and who spends it. By supporting the Center Square, you can track politicians' use of taxpayer money and demand transparency from elected officials. This is how we can equip everyday Americans to hold their government accountable. Become a supporter of Franklin today at franklinnews.org/donate.